Barbara Streisand, The Founders Envisioned Impeachment to Stop Aspiring Despots Like Trump. By Hannah Blow on December 2, 2019. Left-wing Grammy-winning singer Barbara Streisand attempted to channel the Founding Fathers in a tweet on Monday, claiming that they envisioned the impeachment process as a way to counter the threat of aspiring despots such as, she suggests, President Trump. The Meet the Fuckers star on Monday shared a link to a New York Times op-ed titled Trump is the Founder's Worst Nightmare, touted the false narrative that the president engaged in a quid pro quo scheme, and likened him to an aspiring tyrant. From his blatant attempt to extort Ukraine using taxpayer money for a fake investigation of his political rival, there is question that Trump aspires to be a despot. An impeachment is the sober process envisioned by the founders to counter such a threat, Streisand said. The article Barbara Streisand refers to uses similar language, suggesting that Trump is the despot founders feared. It adds that the president has made full use of the demagogic playbook, citing his MAGA and CAG rallies and accusing Trump of using them to spread these falsehoods and attacks the credibility, motives and even patriotism of witnesses in the partisan impeachment inquiry. The founders feared the demagogue, who figures prominently in the Federalist Papers as the politician who, possessing perverted ambition, pursues relentless self-aggrandizement by the confusions of their country. The last of the papers, Federalist No. 85, linked demagogy to its threat to the constitutional order, to the despotism that may be expected from the victorious demagogue. This despotism is achieved through systematic lying to the public, vilification of the opposition and, as James Fenimore Cooper wrote in an essay on demagogues, a claimed right to disregard the Constitution and the laws in pursuing what the demagogue judges to be the interests of the people. When this is all over, we will not hear warm bipartisan praise for how the system worked. The lesson will be that, in the politics of the time, a demagogue who gets into the Oval Office is hard to get out, the article ultimately concludes. This is far from the first time Streisand has spoken out on the impeachment battle. In October, she shared a gruesome depiction of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, who eventually succumbed to her far-left colleagues' demands for impeachment, skewering Trump with the heel of her shoe.